The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. It's The Grillin' Guys on Jethro FM and the Michigan Talk Network and stations all around Michigan, as well as, of course, on your phone. You can stream us live.
Yep.
So go to thegrillinguys.com. Don't forget, when you're on our website, to look on the right-hand side. You'll see lots of companies, and these people are like Allen Bob's, Old World Olive, Garrett's Appliance, My Pillow, Sobe Meats, Schmoes, Fan Valley. There's a list of them there, and you click on the link, and it'll take you to maybe their sale page, or they're all different. My Pillow, for example, always brings you to their current offerings, and if you just use BBQ as your code, you get the sale price, and we get credit for it. That's how they support us, because this is a business, and it takes money to keep us on the air, and we appreciate those people advertising with us. And like Allen Bob's in particular, they've been with us since the beginning. Fen Valley, since the beginning.
Wow.
Schmoes, since the beginning. Garrett's, shortly after that. So, I mean, we love these sponsors, and they, I guess I like to support them because they're small businesses too. They're not chains. Conrad and I were talking about chain restaurants and how we try and use the local. Well, I want to use the locals for everything.
Yeah.
Like Garrett's, for example. When I have any appliance needs, I just go to Garrett's, and people say, yeah, but I found it cheaper here. They're Home Depot, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, you might have, but now when you need service,
yep,
who are you going to call?
Exactly.
Oh, it's some national contract. It's some this or that. No, go to Garrett's. They have an army of service people. They have, I bet you, 20 trucks. They have a giant warehouse there, and they're just wonderful people, and it's local family. So that's my two cents on that. But Sobe Meat, same way. It's, you know, we just love our locals. So let's talk a little bit about, I could talk about a grilled Reuben. We kind of beat those up pretty good, but I guess one thing I would tell you is to make sure and drain your sauerkraut. And if you want to do it on the grill, if you don't have a George Foreman, which I think is the ultimate way to make a sandwich, or a panini grill.
Sure.
Put a little bit of oil on your, and depending, do you use rye bread when you do
it? Of course.
What kind? The swirl?
Yeah, the swirl or dark, one of the two. Yeah.
So you like the dark as well?
I like the dark, yeah.
My wife does too. I'm okay with it. I guess I do like it when it's in the little bitty loaves and I'm dipping it in some dip or something. So put a little oil on that bread before you put it on, and you can grill it on your grill. You can actually build it backwards on your grill and put your bread down, put your sauerkraut on, put your corned beef on, and then on the other slice, load it up with Swiss,
right,
and let those grill up, and then just marry them together. A wonderful way to make a sandwich. Pizzas are the same way on the grill. You can build them backwards like that. But one thing that caught my eye online this week was Irish egg rolls.
Huh?
Do you like egg rolls?
I do love egg rolls.
I don't know anybody that doesn't.
Yeah.
This was cool, and I am bound to try it. And it just basically, it's the same thing you'd put in any egg roll, which I love making. They're not that easy. But you're going to have shredded steamed cabbage. So you're going to shred it, then steam it. Don't try and do it the other way. a cup of diced potatoes, some shredded carrot. And you're not going to steam that. You're going to have thinly sliced onion, salt, and pepper. And then you got to get these egg roll wrappers. Now, here's what I would tell you. Pay attention to the egg roll wrappers you get, because they do vary. And once you try a brand and like it, stick with it. And you can get them at most of your grocery stores in the Asian food section. There's also a store on 28th Street that I just discovered across from Home Depot. It's called Asia Pacific or Asian Pacific Market.
Okay.
Fantastic. It's right on 28th Street, just west of Home Depot on the north side in the Cascade area there. You can get some a great array of wraps there. And they also sell frozen Filipino egg rolls, which are called, Geez, of course I can't think of it now.
Filipino egg roll.
No. I bought a box of them there. They're in my freezer. Anyway, so you want to heat up your oil to about 375 after you roll these up. And then you can do like some sour cream. You can do, there's actually a Thousand Island dip. I'm going to post this on our website, but you make the dip for this. And it's, of course, Thousand Island dressing with a few caraway seeds and some things in it, some olive oil. I just thought that was kind of a cool way to get rid of some corned beef because there's just so much of it.
Yeah, there's so much left over after St. Patrick's Day, too.
And it's kind of like turkey.
Yeah.
Only turkey, I can't even hardly handle the second day. Corned beef, corned beef, I can. I'm good for 3 days. Not a big leftover fan, you?
I am. But my wife will not touch anything.
Really?
Yeah, you know, and I mean, seriously, we're the exact opposite. So I'm the one that cleans out the free. And we have our son who's on the autism spectrum with us, and he's 27, and anything left in there, it's going to be gone in a day or so. So
got a hollow leg.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, my wife's big on leftovers, too. As a matter of fact, when she does cook, and she doesn't cook a lot anymore, but when she does, she'll make a big something or other, and she'll just eat that every day for lunch because she doesn't want to cook.
I got you.
And I'm okay with that.
Yeah, you're the guy. If you got a husband that grills and takes these amazing foods out of the smoker and all this stuff, how you said one time that you had like three or four different smokers in different areas of reconstruction.
Yeah, one big smoker, one medium smoker. I've got an Argentinian stainless grill that is for using skewers on, and then of course I've got my Cajun charcoal, and I've got a Tech infrared, and I've got a couple of small ones. But yeah, it's a crowded grill pit.
No kidding.
I got to bring one of them probably down to the pool this summer and leave it there because. It's hard to walk through that area. The best thing, again, though, putting a roof over that grill area like I did last year.
Yeah.
Man, if you don't have, and the cool thing is we're now using the galvanized steel corrugated.
Right.
And that's a thing. That's a style. So you can get away with putting a little shack on the back of your house behind your garage like I did. Use all rough sawn wood and maybe stain it or whatever to make it look kind of, I don't know. I think grilling areas, grilling places are very good with barn wood and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
And that's kind of the look for just that little area. And it's okay to have your own perfect area. Your wife will probably put up with it. She's not going to like the idea when you first mention it. But once you get it built and she sees how quaint and cute it is, use lots of this galvanized, do your walls in it. Put some cool, like I have some steelhead. My friend Michael Tukes is a laser guy. He made these cool steelhead and then blued them. And those are on the wall. I've got some antique food signs and things like that that you feel like you're in, I don't know, Bubba's Kitchen or something.
Yeah. And you've got a big family that comes and expects great food by the pool. And
fun place to hang out, have a cigar.
Yeah.
I've got a big ashtray bolted to the wall that says Bob on it that I stole from the Bob before they renovated it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
My buddy Reese, when they were rebuilding the S-curve, they had
a piece of the S-curve?
Well, they would throw away this wood that was part of the, you know, the underneath before they put in the S-curve. And he would go to the dumpster every day and load up his truck with any wood that he would, and they would build like he built a she shed for his wife with all that stuff. Yeah.
S-curve she shed.
Yeah, but this was back when they were, you know, rebuilding it and all that
stuff.
And
it was some older timbers, so it looked aged and it looked kind of like old barnwood.
Yeah, it looked really, really good. But Reese was I'll tell you a story in our next
dumpster
break.
Diver?
He was, and there were when we were brand new radio station, we had competitors with the CUZ. We came into Grand Rapids. We were these interlopers. And we pulled some pranks. And
was he from CUZ?
No. He was at our old station, but
yeah.
Yeah.
CUZ was a country station at the time?
It was, sure.
Yeah.
Yep, yep. Andy and Dennis back in the day.
What was their number?
101 something.
Okay.
I think it's a different format now, but it's been fun filling in here for
Bob.
Yeah,
so great to have you on. I'm going to hang out with you in the final segment, Conrad's Bunker.
Yeah, sure.
Well, thanks so much for filling in for Jop. I would tell you that you should probably brush up on your cheap shots because he's really good at those. You've been listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network on Jethro. See you next week.